This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Alamosa County and Huerfano County Sheriff's Office are asking for your help in finding two young adults that both went missing in the last 2 weeks. Cheyenne Goines is in her 20s. She was reported missing from Alamosa on August 12th. 19-year-old Hunter Humphreys was also reported missing out of Aguilar, Colorado. He was last seen in Walsenburg on August 18th. Police do not believe the two disappearances are connected. Pueblo police are still searching for the suspect in a deadly shooting last week. A judge just issued an arrest warrant charging 33-year-old Matthew James Archuleta with first-degree murder. Pueblo police say the shooting happened on the 1700 block of Troy Avenue around 10 o'clock on Thursday. When police got there, they found a man dead in an older model red car. Anyone with information is asked to call the Pueblo Police Department right away. Many veterans continue to struggle with the crisis in Afghanistan, but several groups are stepping up to help. Of the almost 800,000 troops who were deployed there over 20 years, many of them already have forms of PTSD and are at a higher risk for suicide. Groups like the National Alliance on Mental Illness and Blue Star Families are offering services for impacted veterans. Locally, the Mount Carmel Veterans Center is providing services to help, too. The Veterans Crisis Line and Wounded Warrior Project are also stepping up. If you saw heavy traffic from Woodland Park to Cripple Creek Saturday, it's because the Veterans Rally returned to Woodland Park for its 29th year. It's the longest standing gathering of veterans west of the Mississippi and a chance for people to come together to honor those who served. The event includes vendors, giveaways, and a motorcycle ride to honor vets. As the event wrapped up Saturday, traffic should be much smoother in Teller County for your Sunday. The Aurora Police Department is looking for four suspects who they say tried to lure two young girls into their SUV this weekend. Three men and a woman were in a white Volvo when they came up to two young girls in a parking lot just after 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Police say they used money as a tactic to try to lure the girls, but they ended up running away from the suspects and told a family member the vehicle's back window is covered in plastic with tape around the corners. If you know anything, call police. The Manitou Incline is closed this weekend for the Pikes Peak Marathon and Ascent. 1,800 runners tackled the grueling 13.3-mile ascent up the historic Bar Trail on Saturday, and now it's time for the marathon. Around 800 people are participating in Sunday's portion of the race, 26 miles all the way up and back down America's mountain. Race organizers tell us there were several 16-year-olds competing and even two 80-year-olds who ran in this year's ascent. Operations at Denver International Airport are back to normal after train repairs caused hour-long delays Friday and Saturday. You should expect normal wait times if you're heading out of DIA now thanks to those repairs. El Paso County is now reporting the highest number of Delta variant cases in the state as the CDC urges people to avoid cruise ships regardless of vaccination status, especially older adults, pregnant women, and those who are immunocompromised. Federal pandemic unemployment benefits are set to expire at the beginning of September in less than 2 weeks. By law, Colorado cannot pay a partial week, so benefits end Saturday, September 4th.
Happy Sunday. I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venicinque. Plenty of sunshine, hot the rest of the afternoon. Looks like we'll end up hovering near 90 in Colorado Springs, well into the 90s in Canyon City and Pueblo, 70s and 80s around Teller County. We'll get comfortably cool tonight with the dry air in place with 50s to lower 60s for the plains and a mixture of 40s and 50s over the mountains. And we don't expect a lot of change in the weather. Still looks hot and mostly dry both tomorrow and Tuesday. Maybe a little better chance for some isolated storms starting Wednesday, but the air doesn't look to cool all that much. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.